Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's King SRM's Nick Sorrell.
Kenai River dip netters received some positive news on Thursday when early run sockeye salmon numbers came in higher than expected. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game released in-season data, and for the second year in a row, the sockeye numbers have exceeded preseason projections. According to the mid-season assessment, the Alaska Department of Fish and Game estimates that the total Upper Cook Inlet sockeye salmon run through July 22nd was around 4 million fish. That significantly surpasses the preseason estimate, which the department projected to be just over 2 million salmon by this time. Currently, the department projects the total Kenai River late-run sockeye salmon to be 3.51 million fish. That's a slight bump from the preseason forecast of 3.38 million fish. Based on this projected run strength, the late-run sockeye salmon in-river goal range is 1.1 to 1.4 million fish. In May, the department projected a cumulative total of 5.72 million early and late-run sockeye salmon to return to the Upper Cook Inlet, with an estimate of 3.7 million available for harvest. These higher-than-expected projections continue a trend from last year when preseason projections for salmon totals in the Kenai River were exceeded by nearly 35%. However, these come after a decade in which the department overprojected sockeye numbers. The same review released in May showed that the Kenai River forecast had been overestimated by an average of 0.8% over the last 10 years. The state of Alaska on Wednesday filed a challenge to the Bureau of Land Management's Conservation and Landscape Health Rule. In its suit, the state argues that the implementation of the rule violates the Federal Land Policy and Management Act and the Alaska National Interest Lands Conservation Act, which had already identified lands to be protected and provided which lands were to be open to multiple uses, including natural resource development. The Landscape Health Rule would allow the Bureau of Land Management to withdraw sections of land from multiple use status and authorize those lands for restoration and mitigation purposes. The state argues that the Landscape Health Rule attempts to circumvent mandatory congressional approval and bypass required environmental reviews. The 67th annual Soldotna Progress Days festivities will kick off on Friday, July 26th in Soldotna and run through Sunday, July 28th. The Soldotna Chamber of Commerce is helping rally the community together for this big event, which will feature live music and dance performances, the Progress Days Parade, food and craft vendors, and more all weekend long. The weekend begins on Friday with a Kenai Peninsula 4-H Agricultural Expo at the Soldotna Regional Sports Complex from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. and a Kenai Wildlife Refuge Discovery Hike at the Skelak Lookout Trail at 10 a.m. On Friday night, big races get underway at 6 p.m. at the Twin Cities Raceway, but if four-legged transportation is more your style, there will be barrel racing and pole bending at the Soldotna Rodeo Grounds at 7 p.m. The Saturday parade lineup begins at 9 a.m. in the Sohi parking lot, with the parade beginning at 11 a.m. The route ends on North Binkley, just after the Borough Building, where the judges and MC are located. Festivities continue on Saturday with the Progress Days Block Party at Parker Park and more.
We'll have lots of vendors. We'll have food trucks. A free barbecue will be hosted by the city of Soldotna from noon to 4 or until supplies last. We have free family activities hosted by the City of Soldotna Parks and Rec Department. We also have free kids carnival-themed activities sponsored by the Soldotna Elks Lodge. And then we will have a few contests with awesome prizes also sponsored by the Soldotna Elks Lodge.
That was Soldotna Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Maddie Olson. Find out more by visiting this story at RadioKenai.com. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Friday. This is KSRM News.